Here now, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, always good to have you here. Thank you for coming in tonight. This is a tweet I want to put up from Elizabeth Warren, and you guys see eye to eye on this. She says, we already knew the FTC's $5 billion settlement with Facebook was a drop in the bucket penalty, and the fine print proves that it is a joke. Do you agree?
Yes, but I don't think you're going to solve this problem with the FTC. Congress is going to have to weigh in on this. I mean, Facebook is no longer a company. It's a country. 2 billion users. It can influence what we think, what we believe, how we vote, what we buy, even how we feel. Their business model is we give up all of our personal information, very valuable, in return for us being able to see what our high school friends had for dinner on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with that as long as people understand what they're giving up. And what I think we need to do is pass a bill that says, number one, you own your data. Number two, you can license it to Facebook, but the licensing has to be knowing. It has to be willful. You have to know what they have to tell you what they're doing with it. Right now, their terms and conditions are about 8 pages, single-spaced. Nobody reads it. You could hide a dead body in there. Nobody would ever find it. My bill would say, look, you've got to write it in plain English. If you change your mind, you can opt out.
Yeah.
Your data is portable. You are entitled to see a copy of your data. And if people are willing to do that, this is America, I say fine. But the consent, Martha's got to be knowing, and it's got to be willful.
I mean, everybody thought social media was the greatest thing since sliced bread until they realized that that is the trade-off, exactly what you said.
Well,
you don't get anything for nothing.
The
right?
other problem is that we need a better understanding of social media's algorithms.
Absolutely.
Now, they say they're not shading the truth in terms of what we see. About 60% of their users use Facebook as the primary news source.
And that's one of the reasons the DOJ is looking into it as well. Yeah.